Today's daf is Menachis daf Peches. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis. So yesterday we began the 10th perek of Masechtas Menachis, perek Shtei Midos, which began with the Machloikis Reb Meir and the Chachamim. How many Midos shall Yavosh hayu b'mikdash? The Chachamim said there were two Midos, two measuring kelim that were used to measure dry things in the Beis HaMikdash. One measured an Isaroin, the other measured a Chatzi Isaroin. The mayor said there were three. Two that measured an Isaroin, one an Isaroin Machok, the other an Isaroin Gadosh, and the third one measured a Chatzi Isaroin. The Mishnah is now going to discuss the Midos that mention not things that were dry, but rather dvarim shelach, things that were liquids. Zok the Mishnah, sheva midos shelach hayu b'mikdash. There were seven kelim that measured liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. One measured a hin, the other a chatzi hin, shlishas a hin, urevias a hin. Loig, v'chatzi loig, urevias loig. Plus, Rav Tzadik Goymer, shnosos hayu b'hin. They didn't have to have so many that measured a hin or a chelik of a hin. Meaning, the Tanakhama said there was a hin, a chatzi hin, a shlishas a hin, and a revias hin. Rav Tzadik said, what do you need that for? Rather, what they did was, is they had one that went up to a hin, and there were little markers on it, like in your measuring cups that you have in your kitchen. Ad kan lepar, the ad kan le'ayil, the ad kan le'keves. We'll see more about that in the next Mishnah. But the point is that there was some karbonis that required nesachim that was going to measure a chatzi hin, a shlish is a hin, a revi is a hin. So on the one midah that went up to a hin, there were little markers. So depending on what behemah you were bringing, how much nesachim needed to be brought, you knew up until where to fill it up. But why do you need a whole keli that measures a shlish is a hin, and a revi is a hin, and a chatzi hin? That wasn't necessary. Reb Shimon says, lo yoyesham hin. There was no hin at all. So Reb Shimon agrees with the other six of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama had seven midoy shalach, one of which was a hin. Reb Shimon says, I agree with six, I don't agree with the hin. And the reason is, because ironically, v'chima hoye hin meshamish. He says, if you go through the entire Torah, you don't find ever that it was necessary to bring a hin of nesachim. You find a half a hin, a third of a hin, and a quarter of a hin. But you never find a hin itself. Thus, it wasn't necessary to have the hin. Stating that, Reb Shimon says, I agree there were seven. But whereas Yudah Chachamim have as one of the seven the hin, I remove the hin, I replace it with a loig and a half. What was the purpose of the loig and half? Shabbat Yomaydin Minchas Kohen Gadol. It was used for the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day. Loigu Mechza Baboiker, Loigu Mechza Bein Rabayim. Together it was three lugin, but in the morning when he brought half the Minchas Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol used the Loigu Mechza. In the evening he also used the Loigu Mechza. Thus it was necessary to have a midah that measured up to a Loigu Mechza because it was used for the Minchas Chavitin. Zok the Gemara, a braisa that elaborates on some of what the Mishnah said. Sheva midoy shelach hayu b'mikdash. There were seven midos of lach in the Beis HaMikdash. Revias lug, v'chatzi lug, v'lug. Urviya sahin, ushlisha sahin, vechatzi hin, vehin, divi Rabbi Yehud. Rameir says, hin, vechatzi hin, vishlisha sahin, urviya sahin, veloig, vechatzi log, urviya slog. Now, if you go through these a little bit slower, you'll see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir said the exact same thing. It's the same exact list of seven. It's the list of seven that we have in our Mishnah. The difference between what Rabbi Yehuda is saying and what Rameir is saying is the order. Rabbi Yehuda is going from lowest to highest, whereas Rabbi Meir is going from highest to lowest. The lug was smaller than the hin. The hin was bigger than the lug. So if you go through Rabbi Yehuda a little bit slower, he started with a quarter of a lug, a half a lug, a quarter of a hin, which is the bigger measurement, a third of a hin, a half a hin, and a hin. So he's starting with the revias halug, and he's ending with the hin. He's going from lowest to highest. Rabbi Meir has it in reverse. Rabbi Meir starts with the hin. Hin, chatzi hin, shlishas hin, revias hin. He's going lower and lower. Then he comes to the lug, the chatzi lug, the revias lug. So Rabbi Meir started with the hin, and he ended with the revias lug. And the Gemara is going to ask, might be now, what's the difference? The order is the difference. There must be some nafkimina lahalach. Rav Shimon says what he said in our Mishnah. There was no hin at all. Because there was no purpose for it. That's me avi tachtav. But Rav Shimon says, I agree the seven. The Gemara is going to ask later, why does Rav Shimon have to agree the seven? But apparently Rav Shimon agreed with the premise that there were seven midos. He removed the hin. What did he insert instead. There was a midah that measured a loig in half. It was used for the minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol brought every day. The chachamim told Reb Shimon. So this already we didn't have in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, why do you need a midah that measures 1.5 lugin? I understand that it's for the minchas chavitin that were brought every morning and every evening, and with the mincha in the morning you need a loig and a half, and with the mincha in the evening you needed a loig and a half. However, tainu de chacham to Reb Shimon, ve'efshe l'shar b'chatzi loig. Why can't you use the mida of a chatzi loig, and from there measure the loig u'mechza? Just take three half a loigs will get you a loig and a half. Amar lahem, so Reb Shimon told the chachamim, I hear. But let's be honest. Afla devreichem, according to you, chatzi loig v'loig lo yasa. Why do you need a measurement that measured a half a loig? And why do you need a measurement that measured a full loig? Revius ha'isasham. Once you have the quarter of the loig, v'afshel l'shaib revius. So anytime you need a half a loig, take the revius loig and multiply it by two. Anytime you need a full loig, take the revius loig and multiply it by four. Ela ze'akal ha'yeh b'miktash. Reb Shimon told the chachamim, you must agree that there was a rule in the Beis HaMikdash that klisha neshamish midah zu'ein neshamish midah acheres. That we don't do that. You don't use the revius haloig to figure out the half a loig in the loig. So in the same vein, I'm not going to use the chatzi loig to figure out the loig u'mechza. That's where Reb Shimon had a special midah, the loig u'mechza. So the Gemara brought a braisa that mentioned the same sheva midahs that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Stating that, the braisa presents it as a machloikis Reb Yehuda Meir. And we said if you go through the list a little bit slower, it seems that they're really not arguing. They're mentioning the same exact seven midas. The only difference is in the order. Rabbi Yehuda is going from lowest to highest. He starts with the revius haloig and he ends with the hin. Rabbi Meir goes from highest to lowest. He starts with the hin and he ends with the revius haloig. So says the Gemara, "My be ikka be Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechon said, be rutze midos ikka be nayu. The nafkamina is the foam or the fizz. So if you pour a liquid, sometimes it's going to foam up a little bit on top." And if you fill a cup up, for example, all the way to the very top, then the foam is going to go beyond the borders of the cup. And the question is, number one, does that have kedusha? Number two, is that part of the shear? So if you're supposed to fill up a cup, does that mean that it's understood that there's going to be a little bit of foam on top and that's included in the definition of the full cup? Or no, you have to wait until the fizz comes down. There can't be anything on top. And from a mincha perspective, the shaila is, does it have kedusha? Can it go on the base on the mizbeach? Is it allowed to go on the mizbeach? Or maybe it doesn't have kedusha. Maybe it's not allowed to go on the mizbeach. Maybe it doesn't have to go on the mizbeach. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yechanan said that this machlokes Rameh Rabbi Yehuda is not just the way they're presenting it, lowest to highest, highest to lowest. There's a very important machlokes in halacha, and that is these birutzei midos, this foam. Is it part of the mincha? Is it not part of the mincha? The mandam, mimata lamata, the mandam that went from mimata lamata, which was Reb Yehuda, Kosovar, he holds Beirutze Hamidois Niskachu. He holds the foam was Niskadish. Verevias Yavale Rachman al Moshe. And Reb Yechon said something interesting that Reb Yehuda understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Bahar Sinai a midah. So he gave him a becher. And the becher measured a revias. And he told Moshe, Sha'er, that I want you to use this becher, this revias, and from there figure out all the other measurements. There's going to be seven midas in the Mishkan, seven midas in the Beis HaMikdash. Take this and run with it. So from the revias halog, I want you to take something now that's twice as big. That's going to be a chatzi log. And then take something that's going to be twice as big as that, and that's going to be a log. Essentially, what Moshe Rabbeinu was going to have to do then was he was going to make a keli, and he was going to have to measure that keli should be twice as big as the keli that was given to my Moshe, the keli that was given to my Kadosh Baruch. The keli that was given to my Kadosh Baruch was a revius. So how's he going to make sure that that one's twice the size? He's going to fill up the revius that he got from Hashem, and he's going to have to pour two of them into this bigger keli. When you pour from a smaller keli into a bigger keli, the foam gets into the bigger keli. If you pour from a bigger keli to a smaller keli, then the foam is going to get lost on the side. But if you go from a smaller to a bigger, the foam is going to be there. And being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the revias, and it was from there that Moshe Rabbeinu figured out what the chatzi lug was and what the lug was, etc., 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 so that he was pouring from smaller cups to bigger cups, That's how he was figuring it out. And when you pour from a smaller to a bigger, you end up getting the foam. You get the Beirut Sein Midos. So it makes sense then that the Beirut Sein Midos should have the Kedusha. Says, you go from Maila Lamata, a mayor, Kasava Beirut Sein Midos, Loinus Kachu, the Hinya of the Rachman al Moshe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe a hint. He gave him the bigger one. And he told him, Sha'er. Go from the bigger one and figure out what the smaller ones are going to be. Ubahad the Kanofki Beirutzin. And if you pour from a bigger to a smaller, you're going to lose the Beirutzin. Thus, there's a very important afkamina between a mayor and Rabbi Yehuda. Plays itself out in hashtag rest of the story. Exactly how were these shiurim given over to Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem gave Moshe a becher. Did it measure a revius or did it measure a hit? Interesting. But from a halachic standpoint, the nafkamina is if Moshe Rabbeinu was pouring from smaller to bigger, then the Beirutzim were being saved. He wasn't losing it. So it would make sense then to argue that the Beirutzim was part of the shiur. If Moshe Rabbeinu was pouring from bigger to smaller, then he would have lost the Beirutzim. Thus, it makes sense to say the Beirutzim were not part of says, no. I don't believe that the machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda is whether Beirut Sein Midos had Kedusha or not. What then do Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda hold as it relates to Beirut Sein Midos? I don't know, says Abaya. Maybe they hold the skachu. It has nothing to do with this machlokes right here. What then is the machlokes? Why did Rabbi Yehuda go lowest to highest? Why did Rameir go highest to lowest? So ironically, Abaye says a very similar pshat. Abaye said, they were arguing how to understand the word Malayim. And the word Malayim is mentioned in the Karbonos that the Nesiim bought. The Karbonos Karas Kesef Achash, Loishim Mameim, Mishkol, Mizrak Echad Kesef, Shivim Shekel, Bashekel HaKodesh, Shneim Malayim, Soiles, Belul, Basham, Mincha. So this Mizrak was Malayim, it was Malay. It was filled up with soilus belulah b'shemen. Now, soilus belulah b'shemen is considered a liquid. Manda amar mil ma'ilu l'mato. The manda that went from highest to lowest. Kosafa he holds meleya means shelo yechser v'shelo yoiser. It has to be perfectly mole. Can't be a little bit less than mole. It can't be a little bit more than mole. So the way you're supposed to fill up a kli shares is you're supposed to fill it up until the very top, not almost to the very top, and not a little bit more than the very top. Now, not up until the very top, you understand what that means. What would it mean more than the very top? Again, the foam. It's the same Beirut Sein Midos. So the man Dama that said, no, my little mato, he holds that the way you're supposed to pour from klisharis to klisharis is from a bigger one until a smaller one. If you pour from a bigger one to a smaller one, the way Rashi explains it, you can control it in a way that it'll be perfectly up to the top. You can control that it shouldn't be too little. You can also control that it shouldn't be too much. He holds that's the way you're supposed to pour it. And if that's the way you're supposed to pour it, it's going to be very difficult to make it precisely up until the way to the top, just practically. Thus, Malayim must mean Shalayach. It shouldn't be less than Malay. Aval Yoiser. But if it's more, that's okay. Malayim Karina Bay, it's still going to be considered Malayim. The bottom line is, it's not just a Shaila, Ramein, Rabbi Yehuda, had he presented the Shiurim, but there's actually a Nafkimina Lalocha. The first Pshat in the Gemara, the Nafkimina Lalocha, Rabbi Yechanan said, is Beirut Sein Midos, the foam, does it have Kedusha, does it not have Kedusha? In other words, it's an important Nafkimina, because what was, when you say there was a Mida, that was a Revius, is it the Revius that can have in it the Beirut Sein Midos, or is it a revius that doesn't have in it the Beirut Sein Midos? According to Abaya, the Nafkimina was not the Beirut Sein Midos, but rather, when we say Malayim, doesn't mean it has to be mamish up until the very top, shelo yechzar v'shelo yoyser, or does Malayim just mean shelo yechzar, but it doesn't necessarily mean shelo yoyser? Reb Shimon says, lohisham hin. Remeo argued regarding the Shevem Midos, and whereas the Chachamim had hin as one of the Samet, Reb Shimon said there was no Mida that measured a hin. Rather, instead of the hin, there was one that measured a loigu mechza. And what was Reb Shimon's argument? His argument was there was no mida in the Beis Hamikdash that was a hin. Hin meshamish. Says the Gemara, Shabbat come to Reb Shimon the Rabbanon. Good kasha. What do you need, according to the Chachamim, hin? Rabbanon, have a hin of an Moshe l'shemen ha-mishcha. There was. When Moshe Rabbeinu made the shemen ha-mishcha, the shir was a hin. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, in its entirety, the kido chamish meyois b'shekel ha-kodesh, v'shemen zayis hin. Mar sovar, kimid l'dorz l'havid sorach l'fishahu, the havdei v'ignis. Reb Shimon says, it's very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu needed a midah that was a hin. But l'dorz, you don't need it. L'dorz, it was hidden. The Chachamim hold, keeping the Hava. No, once they had this Mida, they kept this Mida. Meaning everybody's in agreement that it wasn't used L'dayrus. The question was, being that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need it, he needed it to measure the Shemen HaMishcha. Was that a reason to always have it? Or no, being that it wasn't necessarily L'dayrus, it was an Amamar, the At mi avi tachtav. So the Gemara said that Reb Shimon, you don't have the hin. So what are you going to replace? What's your seventh? So the Gemara says leisagi delemayil. Who says Reb Shimon has to have a seventh? Why is this such a big deal? Why does everybody have to agree that there was seven midas? So the Gemara says kedam rabin agmir shteis bechas betzibur. Ravina said that there was a mesayra, there was a lach l'moishem sinai, that there were only two times that smicha was done with a carbon tzibur. Not our sugya, but hachanami. We just want the principle. Gemiri, there was a lach l'moishem sinai, there seven midas shalach ha'ev mikdash. There was a mesayra, there was a lach l'moishem sinai, that there was seven midas. So everybody agreed with this lach l'moishem sinai. Apparently, there was no wiggle room to argue with Alach al-Mashmi Sinai. The question only was what the seventh was. Stating that, Rav Lazar Tzadik Gaimer, Rav Lazar Tzadik argued in the Mishnah. Rav Lazar Tzadik said, Shnasa Sahi Behin. You didn't have the Raviyah Sahin and the Shlisha Sahin and the Chatzi Hin and the Hin. No, there was one that measured a Hin, and there were little markers. This is where the third is. This is where the quarter is. This is where the half is. So the Gemara says, "V'lesle sheven midais." We just said that Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, everybody agrees. Gemiri, there was a Nesaira. There's halacha l'mayishim yisina of sheven midais. And then in the same breath, Reb Tzadik says that there wasn't seven. So the Gemara says, "I hear lesle." Yeah, you have to say that he doesn't agree with this halacha l'mayishim yisina. He argues. Iba yisaim emas sheven midais. Sheven medidais. It could be Reb Tzadik held that the halacha l'mayishim yisina wasn't sheven midais, but rather the halacha l'mayishim yisina was sheven medidais. So if you have one that measures a hin with these markers, each marker represents not an independent keli, thus it's not its own midah, but its own medida. If the halacha l'mayishim yisina was medidais, so Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik's halacha could be consistent with the halacha l'mayishim yisina exhale. So before we go weiter, it's interesting that we have a machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim on the one hand, Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik on the other hand, albeit according to the first of the Gemara's two terutzim, whether there was a halacha l'mayishim yisina that sheva midos shalach hayu b'mikdash, or there was no halacha l'mayishim yisina that sheva midos shalach hayu b'mikdash. So this morning's daf began with the Mishnah. We're learning perik shtei midos. That's referring to the shtei midos shal yavish. Now we're holding on the second Mishnah, which is the sheva midos. It's the sheva midos shalach. And at the very end of the Gemara, right before we start the third Mishnah, the Gemara told us, what's the makar to the sheva midos? It was halacha l'mayishim yisina. Gemiri, there was a mesayra of sheva midos, and that's why Reb Shimon, who argued with the Chachamim whether there was a midah shel hin, had to find another midah that he was going to replace. If there's no hin, it has to be something else. Because it's halacha l'mayishim yisina. How are you going to argue with halacha l'mayishim yisina? But stating that, the Gemara said there was a Tana that argued with halacha l'mayishim yisina. It was Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. So the Gemara had two terutz. One terutz, the Gemara said he really didn't argue with halacha l'mayishim yisina. He held that halacha wasn't shevem midos, it was shevem medidos. But in the first terutz of the Gemara said, lesley, he did not hold of the halacha l'mayishim yisina. But that's a little bit of a problem. Is it possible for there to be a machloikis regarding halacha l'mayishim yisina? The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Divrei Kabbalah, Ein Bohem Machloikis Lo'ilam. Anything that we know, but Kabbalah, halacha l'mayishim yisina, there's no machloikis. It's not possible. It's something that was universally accepted by all the Chachmei Hadoros. The Chol Davar Shetimatzi by Machloikis, says the Rambam, if you're ever going to find a Machloikis, be Yodua, that is 100% proof, She'enei Kabbalah Mimoshe Rabbeinu. It's a Lashon HaRambam. And if that's the case, how could there be a Machloikis in Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai? The Rambam said, Eidos, Divrei Kabbalah Eim Machloikis Lo'ilam. The Chol Davar Shetimatzi by Machloikis, be Yodua, She'enei Kabbalah Mimoshe. Here we have a Machloikis. We have Reb Shimon and the Chachamim on the one hand. We have Reb Elazar and Reb Tzadik on the other hand. They're arguing whether there was Sheven Midos or there were no Sheven Midos. So by definition, it's a Dover Sheti Matzei B'Machloikis. If that's the case, B'Yodua She'enei Kabbalah Mimayish Raveinu. How could that be? The truth is, the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer Chedushei Moron, Griz Halevi, on the Sechtes Yuma, it's on Daf Pei, the Sugis of Shiurim, which we're going to get to in the latter part of the Daf. So the Brisker Rav over there asks this kash. He doesn't mention Menachas Daf Peches, but he mentions different places in Shas where you find a machloikis, and it's something that's related to a halacha l'mayishim yisina. One of the examples he gives is the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kamma, right in the beginning of Perek Ketz of the Regel, machloikis sumchas in the Chachamim, tsroiros, chatzi nezik tsroiros. So the halacha is, it's halacha l'mayishim yisina. So if an animal would be mazik, it would kick a rock, and then the rock would be mazik. It's what we know as tzroiros, and as machloikis, whether tzroiros, even though it's regal, it's not mishuna, but at the same time, because it's tzroiros, it was indirect, So there's a klal chatzin nezik tzoreres halacha l'mayish mizim stating that Simchus argues. Simchus holds that tzoreres you pay nezik sholik. Frank de Briskerov has a shnei with this Rambam. I thought divrei kabbalah ebe machlekes loyelam v'chaldova shetimatzi b'machlekes biyadua she'en a kabbalah mimayish rabbeinu. And the Briskerov says a dover nifla based on a gemara mesechtes tmura daf tezayin amar aleph. We'll just say over the abridged version of it, and that is the gemara over there is discussing Asniel ben Kenaz. Asniel ben Kenaz is mentioned in Nach. And he married Kalev ben Yefuna's daughter. Says the Gemara, just one excerpt, Tana. Elef u'shva meyos kalim v'chamurim u'gzeru shaves v'diktuke soifrim nishtakchu b'mei evloi shal Moshe. There were 1,700 halachos l'Moshe mi-Sinai that were forgotten b'mei evloi shal Moshe. When the Yidden mourned Moshe, they couldn't learn. They were very much bitzar. And the avelos of Moshe Rabbeinu caused them to forget Torah. They forgot so much Torah. Elef u'shva meyos. Kalin, Chamurim, Zeirish, Shavar, Zdikduke, Soy, Amr, Abavo. Rabavo said, don't think they were lost forever. Afal Pikein, Hechziron, Asniel ben Kenaz, Mitaych Papulai. Asniel ben Kenaz was a major lamdan. The Pasuk talks about how he was a Gibar Chayil, he was a mighty warrior, a five-star general. But he was also a tremendous lamdan. And Asniel ben Kenaz was able to be machzer this Aveda that Klal Yisrael lost, Mitaych Papulai. With lamdas, shenema vayilkedo asniel ben kenaz achi kolei vayiten lo yisachzer bita leisha, etc., etc. Said the Briskerov. So it comes out from here that there are 1,700 halachas l'moshe misina that we have right now, not the mesayra. We have it mitoich pelpulei shel asniel ben kenaz. If that's the case, it opens up a window for us to be able to find the machloikis in halacha l'moshe misina. When the Rambam says divrei kabbalah ein bein machloikis, and if you find the machloikis biyadua she'ena mehalach. That's referring to most halachos l'moshe misinai. Most halachos l'moshe misinai we have today b'mesayra. Moshe kibol Torah misinai u'masar Yeshua l'Yeshua l'skenim. We have it b'mesayra. Whatever we have b'mesayra, loitimatze by machlokes. But then there were the halachos l'moshe misinai that the mesayra got a little cut off because they were forgotten b'mei avlesh and Moshe, and we don't have it anymore. Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. We have it mitoich popule shal Asniel ben Kenaz. We have it from Asniel ben Kenaz's lamdas. Oh, we have it from Asniel ben Kenaz's lamdas. You can't ding zich with the lamdas of Asniel ben Kenaz. Either way, that's the short version of it. But says the Briskerov, whenever you find the machloikis with regards to halacha l'moshe misinai, it must be from yena halachos that when nishtakchu b'mei evloi shel Moshe, that's why it would be possible. It's kedai to see it inside ayin sham. Regardless, this sugya right here must be from those sugyas that Asniel ben Kenaz was being mefalfel in back in the day, and he was machzer mitoich popula. Zok the Mishnah, revius ma hoisa mishamesh. So the Mishnah went through the seven midos, and now the Mishnah is going to tell us what the purpose of these midos were. So what was the purpose of the revius? Revius, Mayan, the Metzayra. Number one, they needed a revius Mayan for the Metzayra. Part of the very esoteric Tahira process of the Metzayra involved a revius of Mayim Chayim. How do you measure the revius? So they used this mida that was a revius. Revius Shem Nazar. The Nazar who brought breads together with his aisle, together with his shlavim, needed a revius of shemen. Had you measured the revius of shemen, you use this meat. Chatzilug ma'im ha'shamash. What do you do? Use the chatzilug for. Chatzilug ma'im la'soita. The ma'im ha'ma'ororim that the soita would drink was a chatzilug. So they needed it to measure the chatzilug. The chatzilug shemen la'toita. Additionally, you had the chatzilug shemen that was brought together with the carbon toita. Ubalug, what they used the lug for? Oh, that's moidil cholamanachas. Every mincha had a lug. I feel a mincha shal samach isari. Even if the mincha was so big, it had 60 yisroi, nois and lasamach lug. You would have to take a lug and a lug and a lug. It's a very tedious process. But one at a time, you would have to add a lug of shemen because a mincha for every yisroi, there was always going to be one lug. Thus, you definitely needed lug. I agree, every mincha had a lug, but it wasn't one lug for each yisroi. But rather, the mincha needed a lug. So if the mincha was made up of 60 yisroi, you're only going to have one lug. Shenem, but the mincha was like shem. He learns it out from a pasuk. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Shisha, lapar. There were six lugin for the par. Now, there are 12 lugin in the hin, which means that if there were 6 lugin in the par had the chatzi hin. That's what the chatzi hin was. V'arba la'ayil, there were 4 lugin for every aisle that was brought. 4 lugin is a shlisha sahin. That's where there was a mid of a shlisha sahin. V'shloisha lekeves. That's a revia sahin for the keves. Shloisha u'mechza the menorah. 3.5 for the menorah. Because chatziluk l'chol ner. Each ner had a chatziluk. Says the Gemara. Yosef Rebbe. V'ko kashale. Rebbe was sitting. He's giving shir. And he was bothered with a kash. He said, revia slama nimshecha. The Mishnah says, everybody agrees, that one of the midas that were in the Beis HaMikdash was a revia. A revia, by the way, is a revia haluk. So everybody agrees that there was a revius halug. His question was, why did it have to be a klisharis? L'chura, if it was a klisharis, it sounds like it was necessary for the keli to be mekadesh its contents. Im mitzayra, what do we be mekadesh? The Mishnah said two things that this was used for. It was used for the mayim chayim that the mitzayra used, and the Mishnah says that it was used for the mincha, for the lachmei nazir, the chalais nazir that came together with the egg, with the aisle that the nazir would bring. He said, if you need it for the mitzayra chutzu, the mitzayra was brought outside. Now, if you look at Rashi in the Ksav Yad, Rashi says, michutz l'machane hayu metaris ha-mitzayra b'tzipayrim, v'lomalu l'kdushe. If you look at Rashi on top, Rashi says this was done in Shar Niknar, it wasn't done in the Yazara. So at first glance, it seems to be a machloikis between Rashi and the Ksav Yad, and Rashi, when we say that this part of the Tyrus HaMitzayra was done b'chutz, do we mean b'chutz, chutz l'machne, outside of Yerushalayim? Or does chutz just mean it wasn't done in the Azor? But regardless, the Gemara's argument is that it didn't have to have the kedusha of a klisharis. So you need a measuring stick, that's very nice, but you don't need a halacha l'moshe misinai, that it should be one of the shev midos shalach, hayu the mikdash. That you would only need if it needed kedusha. The nazir, if it's for the nazir, nazir b'shchitas ayilu the kaddish, the lechem of the nazir begat its kedusha when you shech to the ayil. This is Menachas 101. What it was used for, it was used for the Chavita Kohen Gadol, Revi'ah Shemen L'chol Chala V'chala, because we said there was a Leigum Mechza of Shemen that was used with the Minchas Chavitim in the morning, and there was a Leigum Mechza that was used in the evening. So if you do the math, how many Chalais were there for the Minchas Chavitim in total? 12. If half was born in the morning, half was born at night, so there was 6 in the morning, 6 at night. If the 6 together made up a Leigum Mechza, that means each challah made up a revius halak. Revius is a revius halak. So each one made up a revius halak. Thus, you needed the revius to measure each individual challah. So that's what Reb Chiya told Rebbe. And the Gemara says, Kari Aleh, when Rebbe heard that, he was very excited. He told him, Me'eretz merchak ishatzas. Well, you came from far to enlighten us. Rashi. And Rashi and Ksav Yad both quoted Gemara Masech Kesugot Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about how there were three times that Torah was at the brink of being forgotten in Eretz Yisrael, and somebody came from Bavel and made sure that Torah wasn't forgotten. Ezra Sofer, Hillel, and Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is one of the three. So that was the rest of the story of Rebbe's comment. He told him, "May Eretz Merchak Isha Tzasi." Thank you very much for enlightening us from coming from Bavel. This is one of the halachas that Reb Chiya told everybody about. Chatziluk Mahayim and Shamish. What was the purpose of the Chatziluk? It's a Rebbe. Vikokashile. Chatziluk and Mishcha. Why did the Chatziluk have to have Kedusha? Isaita. The Mishnah said it was used for the Mayim Mamorim that the Saita used to drink. Vichi Chulin Hu the Tzricha Vekedusha. Mayim Kedushin said. Where did the Mayim Mamorim come from that the Saita drank? It came from the Kiyar. Said, anyways, had Kedusha. It was Mayim Kedushin. Why do you need a Klishar? It's not being Mekadosh. Itaida. If it's for the Toida, that's the other thing the Mishnah says it was used for. The Lachmi Toida had a chatziluk of Shemen. Lachmi Toida, Mishchita Toida with the Kachi. We know the Lachmi Toida got its Kedusha. That's the Zika between the animals and the breads. So Luchur, it gets its Kedusha from the Shchita of the Carbon Toida. Not from this Klishar. It's only Reb Shem Berebi. Shabahi Mechalik chatziluk Shemen l'chol ner v'ner. Each ner in the menorah needed a chatziluk Shemen. It was 3.5 in total. Thus, 3.5 divided by 7. Each one was going to be a half, a maloi. So Rebbe told his son, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, Ner Yisrael. You're right, Kachaya. He called him Ner Yisrael, Tosfos says, because he said a halacha regarding Neros. That's why he used that term. Either way, I'm Rabbi Yechon, I'm Rebbe. Ner Shekofso, if a Ner gets extinguished. So one of the Neros of a Nera get extinguished. Nidash na shemen, nidash na psiva. So what happens? The Neros was supposed to light May Erev Adboikra. A lot more about this in tomorrow's daf. What happens in the middle of the night? The Ner extinguishes. So what are you supposed to do? Is the Kohen supposed to go and relight it? The answer is yeah. He's supposed to relight it. The question is, Ketzad Oysa. What's he supposed to do? Mativa, is he supposed to clean up the Deshen? Whether it's the Shemen that has the ashes in it, the Psila that turned into ashes, it doesn't matter. Are you supposed to clean it out and relight from the beginning, put in the full meat of what you would be putting in had you been lighting it at the beginning of the night? Meaning, the kohen should do what he did at the beginning of the night, or should he just make up the difference? That's the question. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi, Ner shekofsa nitshen Hashem and nidashna psilo keitzadaisa metiva. You clean it up, and Hashem, you light it again. Yes, Rabbi Zeke becoming by the Rabbi Zeke wasn't sure what that meant. Kishu noisem Hashem and kamidu rishayna. Do you put in what you put in initially? You start all over again. Or you just make up the difference. So if half of it already lit during the night, so now you only have to make up half. It's obvious that it's kamidu rishayna. Because if you're going to tell me, you're supposed to start from, you're supposed to just make up the difference. How do you know what the difference is? My chiser. What do you mean? Just measure it. Before you get rid of this shaman, just measure how much shaman there is and make up the difference. It's supposed to be a chatziloig. Whatever you're going to have, subtract from the chatziloig, and whatever that difference is, that's what you're going to have to include. But he said, then you need midas for that, because how are you going to measure it? You're going to need something to measure it with. And we know there was seven midas. He didn't have more than seven midas. So if you didn't have more than seven midas, bal karchach, the halacha is never to be making all these different random measurements, because you would need midas for them. So the Gemara says, kari aleha, v'hadorchot tzlach, pasuk in Tehillim, rechav al dvar emes, v'anvot tzedek, v'sorcho noiroi siminecho. Rashi says, v'hadorchot, you have to switch the hey into a ches and the resh into a dalet. The bottom line is, it's not v'hadorcho, it's v'chidutcho. That Rabbi Yirmi was very sharp, and as a result, he was zoicha to say Advar emes it bar nami amar avo rab yechanon rami lo amar ababa amar khanino amar red ner shakof so if the ner extinguishes nidashna shemen and now this deshen this ashes in the shemen or nidashna hapsilo or this ashes in the wick ketsa doisa so what do you do metiva you're supposed to clean it venoisen ba shemen kemida rishoyna you're supposed to add shemen kemida rishoyna umadlika and you're supposed to light it again exhale so the next gemara is really a new sugya. So we'll pick up with the new sugya tomorrow morning, Yemei Hashem. But for now, just a little bit or a lot of bit of raid on some of what we just learned. So the daf began with Shevin Midoy Shalach Hoyu Mikdash. Hin, there was a Chatzi Hin, a Shlisha Sahin, Reviya Sahin, Loik Chatzi Log Reviya Sahin. Then the second Mishnah that we learned this morning discussed what was the purpose of each one of these measurements. Reviya Mahoisa Mishameshes, Reviya Mayim Lemitzaira, or Reviya Shemen Lenazar. So how big is a revius? And the truth is, the size of a revius has implications in Masechtas Menachos, as we just saw, but there are also very much practical implications lahalacha. Because just as the classic shir achila is the kezayis, the classic shir shtia is always the revius. So for example, if somebody drinks, makes a bracha achrayna, most times he's going to make a bayir nefashas. But the only time you make a bayir nefashas is if you drink revias. If you have a kosher bracha, you're making kiddush, making kavdala, any kosher bracha has to be a revias. When you have a kosher bracha, you have to drink from the kais. Obviously, you're making a bayir priya gafen. How much do you drink a maloy lugmav? What's the shir maloy lugmav? It's rive of a revias. You find the concept of revias in areas of itzav hatta as well. So for example, Nas is not allowed to drink wine. How much wine is a Nazim not allowed to drink? He's not allowed to drink a revias. Dam of a mace is matama. How much dam of a mace is matama? A revias. The bottom line is, the sheer revias is the ikar sheer mashka that you find in Torah Shabbal Peh. And it's very, very practical from a halachic standpoint to be able to know what exactly revias is. So in this morning's daf, we saw that the definition of a revias is a revias haloid. That doesn't help us that much, because you have to know what a loig is. A loig is six beitzim. A loig is six beitzim. So if a loig is six beitzim, that means revias haloig is a beitza omechza. So really, if you want to work and narrow down the shear a little bit, a revias haloig is the equivalent of a beitza omechza. Now how do you take a beitza and convert it into a liquid? A beitza is a solid. And whenever you say beitza, it means the beitza with its shell. It doesn't mean you crack the egg and whatever comes out is a revias. What it means is together with the shell. So how do you do it? So it's what's known scientifically as the displacement theory. Exactly. So what you do is you take a cup. I mean, this is the dumbed down version of it. You take a bowl of water, you fill it up until the top, and you drop an egg in. Water is obviously going to come out. The amount of water that comes out that's quote-unquote displaced, that is considered the volume of the egg that you put inside. So the way to be mesha'er, a revias, is to take a beitza, umechza, displaced liquid, water, and the amount of water that's going to come out, that's what you're going to end up with. Now, if you'd make this science experiment in your house, what you're going to find out is that the average large egg today in the United States is going to displace 1.87 ounces of water. Which means that a revius, which is a beitza umechza, is 1.87 times 1.5, which is approximately 2.8 ounces. Which will make a revius 2.8 ounces, and that is, without question, the pashtus in the halacha. Until the night of Yehuda came. The night of Yehuda, in a famous shtickle, and this is in the Tzlach, in Mesechtas Pesachim, the Perek Arvi Pesachim, came, and he was Marish Olamis. And really, it's Behektim, a Gemara Mesechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuftes Amad Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a different way to be Meshayer what the Revius is. So we figured out what the Revius is using back of the envelope arithmetic. We know that a Revius is a Revius Aloik. We know that a Loik equals 6 Beitzim. Thus, a Revius, which is a quarter of a Loik, is a quarter of 6 Beitzim, which is a Beitz and a half. We know how to do this displacement experiment. And as a result, we figured out the size of your average egg, 1.87 times 1.5. We have a number, it's 2.8 ounces. But the Gemara gives another way to do it. Amar Rav Chizda said, Revius Shal Torah. The Revius Shal Torah, Etzba'ayim, Al Etzba'ayim, Berum Etzba'ayim, V'chatzi Etzba, V'chaymish Etzba. He said, if you want to measure it, you can measure it using your fingers. Now, incidentally, whenever you use your finger to measure something, right, there's 4 Etzba'is to the Tefach and 6 Tefachim to the Amma, you're supposed to use your thumb, and it's the width of your thumb. It's by the joint. That's considered the widest part of your thumb. That's what you're supposed to do. So Rav Chizda said, you can figure out what a revius is using your thumbs. That's all you need is your thumbs. He said it's 2 thumbs by 2 thumbs by 2.7 thumbs. It comes out to 10.8 cubic thumbs. It's boys. And that's your number. Bottom line is, Rav Chizda had another way of doing it. And the Gemara goes on in a very complicated Gemara. Arvei Pesachim tucked away. Daf Kuf has some of this. And the Gemara says that based on that, you can figure out how to measure a kosher mikvah, which has to be 40 saw, using this etzbois / tfachim / ames method. Because a mikvah has to be arbam saw. So how do you figure out what arbam saw is? So there's actually a relationship between beitzim and saw. And that is, there's 144 beitzim to the saw. So it's 40 times 144. But Rav Chizda said that based on what I just told you, that the revius shel Torah is etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim brum etzba'ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chaymish etzba. So you can take this formula and you can plug it into your spreadsheet and you'll be able to figure out exactly what the shemikvah is supposed to be. You can work it out. So there's 2 ways to figure out what a revius is. There's also 2 ways to figure out what a mikvah is. We're familiar with the sheikh challah. How much dough do you have to have in order to be mafresh challah? 43.2 beitzim. How do you remember that? It's a very easy way. It's the gematria of the word challah. Challah is the gematria of 43. The shach brings in hilchas challah. Says the gematria of 43. The hay at the end is the fifth. So it's 43 and a fifth beitzim. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchas Bikurim says it's another way to figure out the sheikh challah. And the Rambam essentially worked on this, had this formula with the etzbois and the amis and the tvachim. The point is that anytime you have something that you and Meshayer based on beitzim, there's another way to get to the same exact place. And that's based on etzbois. Because there's a relationship between beitzim and etzbois based on the fact that a revius is a beitzo mechza, based on klola de tamuda. It's also 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbois based on Rav Chizda's memra in Pesachim Kuftes. The Gemara over there applies these same 2 ways of figuring out a mikvah, and the Rambam already took care of it for us in Perek Vav Hilchos Bikurim, told us there's 2 ways of figuring out the Shir Challah. Shir Challah based on Beitzim, that's 43.2 Beitzim, and Shir Challah based on, that's a very confusing Rambam, but based on whatever exactly the Shir is going to end up using etzbois and tfachim. The Yehuda writes in Slach that when he came to Prague, he sat down and he wanted to figure out exactly how much dough you need in order to be mafresh challah. And the Rebbe Yehuda said he knew there were 2 drachim. There's 2 ways that you can do this. So he sat down and he was Meshayer 43.2 beitzer, like the gematria of challah. And then he went ahead and he used the Rambam's method in Perek Vav Hilchas Bikurim. And lo and behold, the Rebbe Yehuda said the 2 didn't match. As a matter of fact, if when he did it the Rambam's way, it came out that it was double. It was literally double what it was when he had done it by being Meshayer the Beitzim. And the Yehuda said, what's going on? These were 2 mahalchim that Chazal gave us that was supposed to take you to the same, these both roads are supposed to take you to the same place. And one road took the Rebbe Yehuda north, the other road took the Rebbe Yehuda south. And so we have a Messiah that they both work. And the Rebbe Yehuda was very, very puzzled. He was very confused. He said, Vos Tutzachda. So he said that one of 2 things must have happened. He said, either people got bigger, And therefore, the Gemara said, when he was measuring with his thumbs, maybe people are bigger today than they once were. And as a result, it came up twice the size. Or he said, maybe the Beitzim got smaller. And being that the Beitzim got smaller, that's why the number was off. Says the Rebbe, and I quote from the Slach. Incidentally, this is not in Arvi Psochem Dav Kuftes. It's actually later. This is in the real Arvi Psochem. So yes, Psochem. Dav Kuftes Zayin. He's talking on the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Hayyayimer, Koshalay Yom HaGibel Dvarim Elu B'Pesach, Layotze Yedei Chayvasay. And then in the middle of the Rebbe, Yehuda digresses from his digression, and he says, "Hoyel the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita u'belayla zut zrichen lechel kezayis matzav v'chein mara v'lishes arba koyses reviyah shal teira tzarech ani levarish shirak kezayis v'shira reviyas masha oyla ledaitich and isbarali b'moifis that I myself experimented shu kolay kedivri ha-shulchan aruch, which at first glance does not come out like the shulchan aruch. So this was a digression while he was being mefarish the mission of kol shalayam argimul dvarim elu b'pesach layatzi yedei chavasi. But either way, said the night, either one of two things happened: either people got bigger or the eggs got smaller. Says Rabbi David Yodua, it's well known Shadoiris Holchen Umismahten. You read the Shadoiris spiritually and physically. The Epshesh Agoydul Shalom Agoydul Yosef Me'Agudolim Shoyi B'Meichach Me'Ashas. There's no way that people got bigger. Valkarchach leaves us with only one choice. Bismanenu Nismatu. Must be that the eggs Bismanazeh got smaller. So says the Rabbi Yehuda, if that's the case, based on my experience, how much smaller are they? 50 cents on the dollar. They're literally half the size, because the experiment that Rabbi Yehuda did with his thumbs, he felt was right, and with the Beitzim, it came out to half. So bal korchach, the eggs must have been cut in half. So he says, if that's the case, anytime you're going to sit down and you're going to be mishayer anything in halacha using Beitzim, you have to double it. Because although Chazal told us certain shirim based on Beitzim, it was based on the Beitzim shebizmaneihem, not the Beitzim shebizmaneinu. We're living in a world of Yerida Sadiris. We don't have the right eggs anymore. So whatever we have, you have to double. So, for example, the Revius, which is a Beitzo Mechza, said the Noyde Bihud is not a Beitzo Mechza. It was based on their Beitzo Mechza. It's three Beitzim. That's what it is. Say the Noyde Bihuda. We know that Challah is 43 and change Beitzim. You have to double it. It's 86.4. It's not 43.2. And he said the Kezias, this is where this is most important. When it comes to Shirei Achila, Shirei Achila is Kezias. So how are you Mishaira Kezias? Shulchan Aruch says, it's a half a Beitzah. It's a Chatzi Beitzah. He says, no, it's not a Chatzi Beitzah. It's a full Beitzah. It was a Chatzi of those Beitzahs. But don't measure a half of today's Beitzah, because today's Beitzah is half the size of what the Beitzah used to be. In other words, Yehuda said that all shiurim that are based on Beitzah need to be doubled, because the Beitzah today is half of what the Beitzah once was. In other words, we said that what's the Shir Revius? We're learning the Revius now. So what's the Shir Revius? So we said it's a Beitzah Umecht. Based on the fact that a Revius is a Revius alike, the six Beitzah to the like, a quarter of six Beitzah is 1.5. So we said 1.87 displacement, that is the average large egg today in the United States. Multiply that by 1.5, you're going to end up with 2.8. If you use the Noyde Bihuda, the Revius isn't going to be 2.8, it's going to be double. It's going to be 5.6. That's a much more Bakova de Gebecher. That's a much larger shear. But the bottom line is this was the Noyde Bihuda's Chiddush. He writes it in Slach. He says he experimented on it, and he was literally Marish Shalomis with this shear. So what's the halacha? So if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Shabbos, Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, it's Hilchas Kiddush, says the Mishnah Brura as follows. Vida. The Shir Revius, who kemat mole shtei klipois mi beitza beidin in the shaltar negoilis, for who shir beitza umechza ima klipa. The Revius is 1.5 beitza, measuring the beitza together with its shell. The loig who shisha beitza, a loig is 6 beitza, kedi isa begemara, umemela, back of the envelope arithmetic, Revius a loig who beitza vechatsa. So simple, once you go through it. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'yesh machmirim ma'oid be'inyan hashirim. But you should know, there are those that have very machmer. V'yesh machmir ma'oid when it comes to shiurim. V'hichichu. That the Beitzim nowadays are smaller than they once were. Literally half of what they were in the times of the Gemara. Valkein, Shir Revius who became flying. So it comes out, the Shir Revius is not a Beitz or Mechza, it's double that. It's three. The Chein Nafkemina Mizela in Kezayis Matza. And it plays itself out not only with regards to Revius, but with regards to Kezayis as well. Because the Mechaber Paskins, even though there's a Shita that says that Kezayis is a third of Beitzah. That's where the Machmirim, Bilal Pesach, you end up with these super duper big shiurim, because you're basing it at Sai on the Noyde Yehuda and Sai on the fact that a Kezayis is not a half a Beitzah, it's really a third of a Beitzah. But regardless, the Iker Din is that a Kezayis is a Chatzi Beitzah. The bottom line is, take a look at the Bir Alocha, we'll see it in a moment. What I paskin lamaisa. But the bottom line is, in short, the Mishnah Berurah writes it in his Mishnah Berurah. The nacha and lachash le devrayim in kiddush alayla. That relates to kiddush alayla, which is midday raisa. You should be chayish, and you shouldn't have the smaller share of 2.8 ounces. Rather, you should have the larger share of, I guess, 5.6 ounces. Val kapanim yir lekatchila. At the very least, yachzak hakoyz kishnei beitzim. Vashtia afsha hakoyz gadol daisha yishta kamloy luglav didet. Even though you're supposed to drink a maloy lugmav, which is a rav revius, says Mishmur b'di'evet, you can drink your own maloy lugmav. You don't have to have the chumrah in how much you're drinking. But the kais itself should definitely be machmir, and it should have the larger shear, which is a shear not based on a revius being 1.5 beitzim, but based on the revius having 3 beitzim. Now, if you take a look at the Bir Halacha, the Mishmur was a little bit more meirich over there, and he asks one gevaldig akasha. He says like this. He says, well, anias daiti, after kushiyasei hu kushi gedoyle v'chamura al shir reinu. Even though his kasha, who's his? Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda's kasha was gevaldig, he said he sat down, he did it in Prague, he worked it out, and the numbers didn't work. And it was clear to him that neskat nu abeitzim. He says, aval neged shitosoi gam kein yesh kushi chamura. But there's a big kasha on the Rabbi Yehuda as well. V'hin. There's a Gemara, Mesach Tesuma Daf Pei, where the Gemara talks about what the Shir Maloy Lugmav is. So the Shir Maloy Lugmav is a cheekful, right? You put liquid, you fill up one cheek, that's your Maloy Lugmav. And the Gemara over there says that if a person would fill up both his cheeks with liquid, it would be Machzik Yoysa Mirevius. You would end up being able to have more than a Revius of Mashka in your mouth. So how much Mashka, says the Gemara, can a person fit inside his mouth? Says the Gemara, he can fit more than a Revius. Says the Bir Halacha, if a revius is a beitza umechza, you could do it. If you try it at home, you'll be able to do it. But wait, the Neid Yehuda, that really all the numbers have to be doubled. So it comes out the revius is not a beitza and a half, but rather a revius is 3 beitzim. It says, try sticking 3 beitzim's worth of mashka in your mouth at one time. He says, it's going to be very hard to do. He says, in fact, v'zekfar bochanti, this is the Chofetz Chaim talking, v'nosisi bekam anoshim beinanim, he says, I met many anoshim beinanim, and I worked this out with them, ham lo yugu shalem yishnei atzadim, v'olo l'chala yoyse rak at it was impossible. I couldn't get one person to do it. So Frank, the Chafetz Chaim, that I hear the Neid Yehuda's Kasha, but I have a Kasha, can I get the Neid Yehuda's Kasha? The bottom line is, the Bir Halacha comes out here, exactly what he comes out as a in the Mishnah Berurah, Ulamaisa Niradulin, the Reiskan, because I is Matabal of Pesach, Bavadi Yesh Lahachmek Devrayim, the Chain Legion Kiddisha Laila, the Ikra Uday Reisa, Gamkin, Nochon, Lochon, Gadchil, Devray Atzach, Hanah, the Chain Bechsam Sleifem, Machmek, Gamkin, Vechulu, Vechulu. But as it relates to anything that's the Rabbanon, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not something that you have to be machmer. Regardless, we know there's different shiurim. There's the smaller shear, there's the bigger shear. Now you know the rest of the story. The smaller shear is based on the ikar shear. You take a beitza mechza using the formula that we just used, and that's how you come up with your revius. You take a half a beitza, that's how you come up with your kazayas. Then Yehuda held that neskatnu abeitzim, and was based on the Neid Yehuda's neskatnu abeitzim, that you have the double shear. You're familiar with the Chazanish shear? Chazanish wrote a kuntra shear. Shiurim. The Chazanish brought many, many rises that Yehuda was right. And the Chazanish didn't hear wiggle room. He didn't hear that mi'ikar adin, it's like the Shulchan Aruch, nor vas, there's a chumrah of the Neid of Yehuda, we're going to take on the chumrah of the Neid of Yehuda when it comes to the rises. Chazanish held very, very strongly and passionately that he was right. But just before we end this, and maybe we pick up part 2 tomorrow, just 2 anecdotes. The first one is Yodua, and it comes from the Shailos HaTshuvas Tshuva Me'ahava. So the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava was Rabbi Lezer Fleckless. He was a Talmud Muvuk of the Neid B'Yehuda. And he brings this whole piece of the Tzlach. It's in Chelik Beis, Simin Tov Zayin. So he brings the entire tzlach, and at the end he writes as follows. He says, "Well, ani es daiti. I just want you to know that Meiri v'Rebbe Hagoyin Choshav l'fi Agudel Shaloi." Says, "You know that when my Rebbe, the Neid B'Yehuda, did his experiment, so he used his own finger, he used his thumbs, and that's how he came up with the etzbais. For who are your aruch b'dayrei?" He says, "But what not everybody knows is that the Neid B'Yehuda was very, very tall. He was mishichmei v'mayla gavoya mi'al kol ha'gavoya." He was mishechmai v'mayla gavaya mikol ha'gavaya. V'agudloi, his thumb, ha'yakafu mishal adam beinani. It was twice the size of an adam beinani. K'noida l'chom yishayazoycha l'akira. as is your do it to anyone who had the schus to know the Noida be Yehuda. So I feel that his experiment was flawed, because the Noida went and he made an experiment. He used his thumb, the width of his thumb, and he came out that with his thumb it was double what it was if you go with the good old fashioned Beitza method. But said the Tshuva Me'ahavra, Blaise of Fleckless, I knew my Rebbe. And anyone that knew my Rebbe can testify that the Noida Yehuda was not an Adam Beinoni. He wasn't an Adam Beinoni in any sense of the world. Not even physically wasn't an Adam Beinoni. He was Shichmei V'maylo Gavoya Mi'alkola Gavoya. See, he says he was so tall. I believe the experiment was flawed. See, he said, I went and I told him what I feel. And when I told it to him, he laughed. And the Tshuva Me'ahavra understood. He understood. They know why the Noida Yehuda laughed? Because he was masking to what he had to say. So writes the Tshuva Me'ahavra, this whole slach, that was marishay lomos. It's in the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha and the Chazon Shishurim and everything. He says the whole thing was a tais. It was flawed. Because it was all based on an experiment that the Noida Yehuda made. And being that it was based on an experiment that had been made, and the Noida Yehuda was not your average, typical person, I don't think it's real. The Chazon Ish in his Kuntres HaShiurim brings this. Listen to this. Umat shekasa b'tshuva me'ahava, k'agoy Noida Yehuda in a benini, v'chi omar kein lefanov, v'sochak agoyin zatzal. And the Noida Yehuda laughed. Einoi ela pitume mili, v'einoi roi lahavim lebeis medrash. This is not something that's even worthy of being brought into a beis medrash, learning in a basement. V'cha Noida Yehuda lo yada shetzorach l'kfaya ha-benini. But the Noida Yehuda says the Chazon Ish, he didn't know that you have to use an ish benini. V'al karchach, what do you have to say? Da'afagav to you have to say that if you'd have felt that even though he knew he was very tall, but he must have been the shire that his thumb was an agoido beinoni. It wasn't bigger necessarily than your average was. Now the Tshuva Me'ahavra never said that he was there at the time that the Noida Yehuda actually did the experiment. Maybe Rak Robert Slach Umino Yoda the Loy Mad Rabbi Bagoy Shazulasa. How does he even know the Buddha said that he used his thumb? Didn't say that. He said he made an experiment. He oversaw the experiment. Maybe it's somebody else's thumb, because he knew that his thumb was bigger than something else's. Now if it was so chashiv his aura, Lemroisha ain't moving machidish, although I'm not sure what this ha'ara exactly is, says the Chazon Ish. And the Yehuda was really chayzer, haloi hoye kan inyin bal erech kabir, sha'arei kova b'sifrei ha'ara l'chol Yisrael. Think about it, says the Chazon Ish. The Yehuda wrote in his sefer tzlach ha'ara that was negay all of Klal Yisrael. V'nischadesh loy shehu ta'usa. And now the Tshuva Me'ahavra told him that it's a tois. V'ha'yorei le'maisa kabir alitein le'farsim chazarasai. He should have been mefarsim it. The Noida Yehuda was Rabin Shel Kol B'nei Hagoyla. He just said a groundbreaking, a total game-changing chiddush. Wouldn't it be necessary if the Yehuda felt that it wasn't true based on what the Tshuva Me'ahavra told him to say that? V'kichachi amida ligmar hadava b'schoik kal. This is the way the Noida was going to walk away from all of this. This is going to be the conclusion with a galechter. Avol Noida Yehuda shama advarin kipitkebini ba'alma. Says the Chazon Ish, when the Yehuda what the Tshuva Me'ahavra said, he realized that it was whatever, it was pit put ba'alma. V'aloy lefaneinu edo shakol agadim. And that's why he dismissed it. He didn't take it seriously. Because had he really taken it seriously and he felt that, you know what, maybe I made a mistake, we would have more than just a laugh from the Noida Yehuda. There would have been a chazara, and there would have been a much bigger deal made of it. For the fact it wasn't, that's a raya, that the Noida Yehuda wasn't laughing as being maskim to it, but rather he was dismissed. Now it's interesting, the Tshuva Me'ahavra was a Talmud moving the Noida Yehuda. He knew his Rebbe very well. And he clearly thought that the Noida Yehuda was accepting it, and maybe he knew how to read the body language of his Rebbe, and that's why he took it the way he took it. But regardless, Chazon Ish said it's impossible, he can't be. And then at the end he says that there's another problem with the Tshuva Me'ahavra's taina. Because if you take a look at the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer brings that Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis told him that he made the same experiment as the Noida Yehuda, and he came out like the Noida Yehuda. And then the Chassam Sofer says, I too did it. He's even apologetic about it, Chassam Sofer, in his Tshuva. Maybe we'll speak out the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer tomorrow, because there's a lot there. But the Chassam Sofer writes in his Tshuva that after Noida Yehuda did it, and Rafaim Zalman Margolis did it, I can't rely on them. He says, all right, he's going to do it also. But Lamaisa, he also did it. He also came out the same way. So the Noida Yehuda was Mishichmei V'mailo Gavoya Mi'alkola Gavoyim. But Rafaim Zalman Margolis and the Chassam Sofer, nobody ever heard that about them. So the bottom line is, that's the first anecdote. Another interesting thing, and that is that you're familiar with the city of Pompeii. So Pompeii was an ancient Italian Roman city that was covered by volcanic ashes. There was a big volcano and it got covered by like 20 feet of ashes. And because of the fact that there was no air and moisture in that area, amazingly, the city remained intact. That's one of the largest tourist attractions in the world today. So people go to the city of Pompeii, and you could actually see a city literally the way it was 2,000 years ago. And they found a lot of artifacts in the city of Pompeii. One of these they found was an egg. And the egg is the same size as the eggs that we have right now. And it's a little bit of a ha'ara on the night of Yehuda. But really, you know, again, no one's going to be machria, a shayla of this magnitude based on an egg that they found in the city of Pompeii. I think that's very obvious. It really segues into a much larger discussion. And that is, in general, can you use archaeological finds to determine halacha? What's ground zero for that? Pun intended, right? What's ground zero for that? Can you use an archaeological find? The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Tefillin, Beis Yosef in Siman Lamed Daled, brings from Kadmonim that they found tefillin in an archaeological dig, and the Seder HaParshis was like Rashi, it wasn't like Rabbeinu Tam. It's a Beis Yosef, and a Rechaim Siman Lamed Daled, and the Sugi of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But the bottom line is, just an interesting anecdote as it relates to this, this is really a hakdama to the Shaila of Shiurim. Maybe we'll speak out part two in the next few days.